time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. We'll this week do as we have in the past, look at the current events discussed with our broadcast partners in the conversations that we've had. And by the way, if you missed any of those conversations or would like to re-listen to those conversations, you might want to go to our website, prophecytoday.com, and go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. There we will have them posted. James and Steve will post them this afternoon, make them available for you. And again, pass them along to one of your friends. Tell them they need to come to our website and listen to these conversations. Some very important statements made. In fact, when I talked with Colonel Bob McGinnis in the Washington, D.C. area, we talked about the Obama State of the Union speech. We talked about it being somewhat short on security issues. When you go back to Matthew chapter 24, Jesus Christ in his Olivet Discourse, he warned those people in the future there will be wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. When the president can be flippant about Afghanistan and what is going on there, as Bob McGinnis brought to our attention, there should be concern. But all the wars and all the responsibility of a president to secure the nation, the people of this nation, should have been central focus. Maybe they weren't, and we don't know particularly why that was the case. Anyway, we report, you decide. Winky Madad talked about Ahmadinejad's statement that if indeed you control the Middle East, you control the wealth of the world. That's what the Bible seems to indicate when it talks about in Daniel 11, Ezekiel 38, and Psalm 83, an alignment or a coalition of nations that will come against the Jewish state. And these are the nations, bottom, lowest common denominator that they have is that they're Islamic, and they are basically in the Middle Eastern part of the world. And so, indeed, Ahmadinejad has some substance to what he had to say. Those controlling the Middle East control the wealth of the world and set the stage for what is going to happen in the future. Rabbi Yoel Karen from the organization La Mikdash up to the temple. We talked about the temple. We talked about the location where it will be built on the Temple Mount. We talked about an alternative, the Dome of the Spirits. You need to listen to that conversation again because it was just very, very well put as the rabbi gave us the information to make an absolute statement that the Dome of the Rock is the location of the Holy of Holies for the next temple. It was in the past for the first two temples. It will be in the future for the second two temples as well. Very, very interesting conversation with Yoel Karen. Rob Congdon, Dr. Congdon, is in Germany for this weekend in ministry there, but we were able to catch him, and he brought out a very interesting statement. He's had some conversation with Europeans about what's going on as it relates to Turkey and their desire to be a member state in the European Union. They want to join the 27 member states. They would be the first of the Islamic states to be included if indeed they are approved. Rob brought to our attention the Prime Minister, Tayyip Erdogan, may be using this application to the European Union, knowing it's probably going to be rejected, to be able to take a stronger stand for his radical Islamic beliefs that he has had for many years. In fact, he was put out of the position of mayor of Istanbul because of those radical beliefs. He went around and had an election, and he got enough parliamentary members to be able to change the Constitution so he could become the Prime Minister. Interesting develop that Rob Congdon brought to our attention. And, of course, in Ezekiel 38, verses 2 and 6, Turkey is a key player in that coalition of nations. All conversations with our broadcast partners having great prophetic significance, actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. But in the last few moments we have here, I've got to talk about my conversation with Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown's conversation about the Holocaust was key. We had to catch him on the run, on his cell phone, but I had to talk to him. This week, the international community has stopped to remember the Holocaust. It was International Holocaust Remembrance Day across the world, so resolved by the United Nations a couple of years ago. Prime Minister Netanyahu visited Auschwitz, one of the detention camps where so many Jews were killed, and he made a definite statement from the snowy-covered plains of Auschwitz that never again would this type of thing happen. However, as Bobby brought to our attention, now there is a nation who denies the Holocaust and calls for the elimination of the Jewish state. Of course, we're talking about Iran. We're talking about the President Ahmadinejad, who denies the Holocaust ever took place. And not only he has called for the elimination of the Jewish state, but now the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khomeini, saying that Jerusalem and the rest of the Jewish state will be destroyed. And he said in the near future. Well, I talked to Benjamin Netanyahu just not too long ago and asked him if there's a relationship between Hitler and Ahmadinejad. He said, yes, there is, but no, there's not. And he said, of course, both want to wipe out the Jewish people. But he said Hitler started a war to develop a weapon of mass destruction. President Ahmadinejad of Iran is developing a weapon of mass destruction to start a war. Very interesting comment from the Prime Minister of Israel. Let me tell you what Bible prophecy says. There's a tribulation coming. There's a time of judgment. The Bible talks about it in 16 chapters in the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 2 through 19:11. 16 detailed chapters of a terrible time of judgment to come. The last 3.5 years of those 7 years, Jesus Christ referred to it as the Great Tribulation, Matthew 24. The prophet Jeremiah talked about it as well, Jeremiah 30, verse 7, as the time of Jacob's trouble. The Bible tells us in chapter 12 of the book of Daniel that God will dispatch Michael the archangel to protect the Jewish people from being totally annihilated. Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 to 17, talks about an angelic battle in the heavenlies when the evil angels and Satan are thrown to the earth. And then in verses 13 through 17, it talks about how these evil angels coming to the earth will try to eliminate the Jewish people. Zechariah the prophet said, chapter 13 and verse 8, 2 out of every 3 Jews will be killed during the worst Holocaust yet to come. Natan Sharansky, who heads up the Jewish Agency, this week made the statement, anti-Semitic activity is the highest it's been since World War II. There is another Holocaust coming, according to Bible prophecy. All the indicators are it's going to be the worst ever, and it could happen very, very soon. In light of that, we have to understand the scenario biblically that is going to happen prophetically. The next event before this judgment period starts is the rapture of the church. That's when Jesus shouts, archangel shouts, trumpet God sounds, and we're taken out of here to be with him. And then terrible time, especially for the Jewish people in the tribulation period. Warn the Jews, bring them to Jesus Christ. And by the way, keep looking up because Jesus is coming, and it could be today.